1. Nicole Garcia. The Night of the Fire. Tallman's Valley. We'd never left our teenage daughter and small son alone at night before. The logical side of my brain told me to relax, trust the universe, chill, whatever. But my anxiety was not a tame animal. It was a caged tiger. I wished I were more like my husband, whose spirit animal was most probably a sloth. From across the restaurant table, my husband Javier raised a glass of red wine. Happy anniversary, Nicole. It's been a good 25 years. No, an incredible 25 years. I met his dark eyes. At 49, Javier still took my breath away, maybe even more than when we first met. A memory flashed in my head of the shaggy-haired university student he'd once been, showing me around his hometown in Mallorca, Spain, a guitar eternally strapped on his back. I'd been holidaying there with my sister Lucy. Somehow, Javier and I ended up together, and he'd come to live in my little hometown in Australia. Raising my own glass, I smiled as I clinked it against his. No regrets? Not one. Not even having to spend Christmases with my crazy family? He winced, then grinned. Not even that. Maybe I'm just as nutty in my own way. No, you keep me sane. I meant it, because he really did. Then anxiety stole back in. Speaking of crazy families, I could wring Lucy's neck for not showing up tonight. Nicole, come on, let it go, he said. Your sister got held up. Things happen, it doesn't matter. Our daughter is, what, just 2 or so weeks away from turning 15? She'll be fine. She's sensible. What could happen? Sienna had babysat her 4-year-old brother Elijah before, just never at night. I know, I said. It's that, well, the two of us are kind of under more scrutiny than most, don't you think? He gave a casual shrug. People don't talk as much as you think they do. We're school teachers. Everyone knows us. Sometimes it just feels like, if we screw up, people are going to judge us harsher. So let them. Wish I could live in the same little golden bubble you do. I said it lightly, but still I wished I could take the words back. Guess what? Javier asked. What? I love you. I bit down on my lip. Love you too. Always. Nicole? Yes? As I studied his face, his eyes grew intense. He sighed heavily, inclining his head. I have something I need to tell you. I'm not sure if tonight is the right time, but... My fingers retained a tight hold on the stem of my wine glass as I set it down. God, Javier looked so serious, way too serious. Just as he seemed about to talk, his phone rang. Sorry, honey, give me a second. He took the call and his forehead pulled into deep creases as he listened. What is it? I asked in a quiet voice. Nothing, he assured me. Crank call. But I reached for his phone, demanding to find out what he was hearing. When I held the phone to my ear, I heard a recorded voice, a crackly, indistinct female voice that made my skin go cold before I even realized what was being said. It was an old children's rhyme I'd heard before, but never like this. Not over the phone, in an anonymous call. Something was wrong. I felt it in every fiber of me, every vein. The rhyme ended, then looped on repeat. Ladybird, ladybird, fly away home. Your house is on fire and your children are gone.